I mean, what a great story to follow that last segment with, and this one right here out of the liberal online magazine Salon, to prove my point perfectly. First, let me thank our friends over at the Wyman Group. 854-1234 is their number, 854-1234. If you're looking to buy or sell residential or commercial property, let the great experts over at Wyman assist you. They have been great for us to work with as we've gone through the process of selling a home, and we're moving on trying to buy a home right now, and they've just been with us through the whole thing and have assisted us in finding a rental property, the whole nine yards. Couldn't have done it without them, and I know that you will find them to be extraordinarily helpful as well, but you got to take my word for it. You got to give them a call. Got to give them a try. That's the Wyman Group. Whether it's residential or commercial, they're going to assist you. All right, let's turn our attention to Salon, the liberal online magazine, a piece published on Tuesday evening. This is what I gave you so far. David Sirota, writing the piece, said, "Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber..." How do you think he finished it? "Is a white American." No kidding. That is the name of the piece. It wasn't "Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber burns in hell." It wasn't "Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber is apprehended." It wasn't "Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber was a lone wolf." It wasn't "Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber might lead us to more suspects and thwart more plans. Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber teaches us a valuable lesson." It was none of that. It was, this is the first thing that liberals think about, "Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber is a white American." Nah, I shouldn't say it's the first thing they think about. First thing they think about, I will assume, are the victims. I will assume the victims' families. But once we start thinking about the prosecution, once we start thinking about the aftermath, the first thing liberals are concerned about is the race of the individual, the ethnicity of the individual. First thing that comes to mind. Sirota's whole point was, if the perpetrator of the bombing attack is identified as a Muslim, then conservative Republicans are going to use the tragedy to stop immigration reform. Here's what Sirota wrote in his Salon piece. "If recent history is any guide, if the bomber ends up being a white anti-government extremist, white privilege will likely mean the attack is portrayed as just an isolated incident, one that has no bearing on any larger policy debates." Of course, he's referencing Timothy McVeigh, who he terms a white anti-government extremist. Not someone apparently with specific beefs, specific grievances against the government that led him to that. No, he's just anti-government, which, by the way, isn't too far away from the Tea Party that's, you know, wanting to greatly reduce the size of government. So you can kind of see there's a parallel there. That's what all of this is meant to do. Just like yesterday when I had the audio clips of, well, these terrorists usually are on the far right. Well, I didn't mean far right, of course. I meant, they're... Of course you meant far right. Because you've made everybody who doesn't agree with your liberal politics, you've termed them far right. That's the whole point of this. Sirota goes on and contrasts the fact that, you know, as he said, white privilege will mean that, well, the attack is just an isolated incident. I guess I would ask about the Timothy McVeigh thing. Were there ties to other terror cells involved? Was there larger policy debate that this should have impacted? Because Sirota goes on and says, "It will probably be much different if the bomber ends up being a Muslim and or a foreigner from the developing world. As we know from our own history, when those kind of individuals break laws in such a high-profile way, America often cites them as both proof the entire demographic group must be targeted and that therefore a more systemic response is warranted." Now stop for just a second. As we know from our own history, when those kinds of individuals break laws in such a high-profile way, America often cites them as both proof that the entire demographic groups must be targeted. I'll tell you, if he's talking about the internment of the Japanese during World War II, maybe that's what he's talking about, because that's about the only incident I can think of where you had Japanese Americans who were assisting Japanese along the West Coast, the Japanese, the Empire of Japan, to commit these raids and to, you know, commit property damage and kill soldiers and all of that stuff. And so in a response to that, the government of the United States says, we can't try to sift through every Japanese American, figure out who's loyal and who's not. So the only thing we can do here is to round everybody up who looks Japanese and move them to an internment camp in the middle of the country. Now, an internment camp is obviously not a concentration camp, but it's also not Rainbow Christian Camp. I'm not defending the idea of an internment camp. What I'm saying to you is that's the last time I can think of that America decided that an entire demographic group had to be targeted. And that was in the middle of a brutal world war. Have you heard a single conservative suggesting that we should take every single individual who looks Middle Eastern, round them up, and place them in an internment camp? If the answer is no, then why are we pretending as though it is? Why is Salon running the story? Why are they focusing on the race factor? In condemning racial profiling, they're the ones who are doing the profiling. They're doing the profiling of conservative Republicans. Sirota goes on and says, at that point, it's easy to imagine conservatives citing Boston as a reason to block immigration reform, defense spending cuts, and the Afghan war withdrawal, and to further expand surveillance and other encroachments on civil liberties. Hey, Mr. Sirota, I hate to tell you, buddy, but it's your boy Barack Obama that's buying up all the drones. It's your boy Barack Obama that's infringing on civil liberties like it's his day job. It's your boy Barack Obama that's been dragging out the Afghan war. And I don't think you're going to see conservatives who are opposed to immigration reform or defense spending cuts unless that reform furthers a problem, initiates a problem, or unless the defense spending cuts are somehow seriously harming national security. If we have immigration reform that would further facilitate events like what happened in Boston, then yeah, I think that it's distinctly possible that conservatives will recoil and say, wait a minute, don't we need better checks when people are coming into this country? Don't we need to have a firmer control of all of that? I guess I would ask Mr. Sirota, would you then disagree with that idea? You see, this is a perfect example of what I was just talking about. We want to be vigilant. We say we want to prevent these things from happening. But if the solution, or if a suggestion of how to solve the problem, or at least, you know, improve the situation, if that crosses the boundaries of some politically correct rule the left has set up, then they don't want us to go down that path. They don't even want it to be discussed, because political correctness is more important in their eyes than preventing these kinds of incidents. Oh, they want to prevent them, but they want to find a way to do it that doesn't offend their politically correct sensibilities. And if there's no way to do that, don't expect them to give up their politically correct sensibilities. You know what's interesting? In December, in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook shooting, this same guy, David Sirota, wrote a piece that we needed a new profiling system to monitor mentally ill individuals, but that Republicans would not support that effort because it would mean profiling white men. Let me suggest to you, David Sirota has a little bit of a race problem. He's got a little bit of anger and hatred as he attacks white privilege, as he the whole concept. He's got a real issue, a real problem. But notice, he's totally fine with profiling mentally ill individuals and suggesting, we We got to keep a close eye on them because they might do something bad. Now, why is that okay? And by the way, I'm not arguing with it. You have somebody who's mentally ill? Yes, I think they need to be monitored. Somebody better be monitoring them. I don't have a problem with that. Why is that acceptable based on who that person is? But to say, you know something? We've had a procession in the last 10 years of hundreds, nay, thousands of terror attacks that have been carried out by young Muslim men of Middle Eastern descent. I think we need to keep an eye on that. Not round them up and throw them in internment camps, but we need to keep a watchful eye on it. This is, we need to be more cautious about granting absolute freedom of passage to Saudis coming across the ocean without doing a little bit of looking. To say that is beyond the pale. We're destroying everything that it means to be an American. This is exactly what I was just talking about. And it's rearing its head. Right here. Right in front of us. So big thanks. Big, hearty, healthy thank you to David Sirota over at Salon for validating the point I was just making. The left's not serious about see something, say something.